This is JIS News. Coming up, Digital Jam 3.0 on this weekend. 14.6 million US earned from scrap metal trade since its resumption in February 2013, and NWC considers prepaid water tanks. The news in detail after this message. Stay with us.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Come out. Sometime we live too bad with one another. We don't care if our actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the niceness, restore
the justice. Brethren, the one to others as the one down below. Unity in the community, more love, less hate. Stop retaliate, less strife, more life. No gun, no knife. Would have been less to life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
Now the news. Young technology innovators from across the Caribbean, including Jamaica, are vying for the $10,000 top prize in the Digital Jam 3.0 mobile application competition. The competition closes this weekend with the Digital Jam 3.0 Caribbean Edition at the University of the West Indies Regional Headquarters in St. Andrew, Saturday, March 1 to Sunday, March 2. The competition aims to bring together the best young mobile app developers in the Caribbean and connect them to commercial partnering, resources and mentoring organizations. Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson says over 720 entrants have signed up for the competition.
After an initial screening of concepts submitted, about 160 are coming to Kingston this weekend and will be pitching their prototypes in front of international judges.
Minister Robinson was speaking at a press briefing Thursday. Approximately $14.6 million US has been earned from the scrap metal trade since its resumption in February 2013. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says some 2,396 containers of scrap metal have so far been exported.
There is general satisfaction that the new regime is reaping success, as the incidence of metal theft has been significantly reduced when compared to 2011-2012.
Minister Faulkner was addressing a recent Jamaica House press briefing. Cabinet approved the reopening of the scrap metal trade in December 2012 under a new governance regime. Under the new regulations, all exporters except those who generate metal waste in their manufacturing operations are required to post a $7 million bond with the Factories Corporation of Jamaica, which is in charge of the designated central multi-user sites. Labour Minister Derek Kellyer is urging technical and vocational training institutions to help correct the perception that such training is only for the educationally disadvantaged. Minister Kellyer says for too long, persons have associated technical vocational education and training, TVET, with uncertified dropouts or poor individuals. However, information suggests that persons with skills training have the greatest prospects for occupational advancement.
There is no doubt that investments in training and education will, in the long run, impact positively on wages, employment, and mobility. And when this goal is realized, technical and vocational education and training, directly and indirectly, can make claim to contributing to reducing unemployment and poverty.
Minister Kellyer was addressing the annual Quality Symposium of the National Council on Technical and Vocational Education and Training, NCTVET, at the Knutsford Court Hotel Thursday. The Ministries of Labour and Education are collaborating to develop a TVET policy to provide a national framework for the development and sustainability of TVET in the Jamaican education and training system. And the National Water Commission, NWC, is considering the introduction of a prepaid water tank program. This will see water tanks being provided to householders in drought-prone and remote communities. The tanks will be filled on a prepaid basis. Junior Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Minister Ian Hales says the initiative aims to foster a greater sense of individual responsibility in the use of domestic water.
I've given Rural Water a charge to go and look at the feasibility of it. Rural Water and NWC said they'll be working together because there are successful benchmarkings about it already. If you hear from the National Irrigation, they have said that they're doing some of that with NEPA, and it seems to be working.
Mr. Hales was speaking in an interview with JIS News. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.